Okay, Robert, we're back on the loop, but we're waiting for Nathan to come back on the main call.
Okay. Nathan, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So we are back on the record. We are meeting with Mr. Nathan Pearson after having a closed discussion. Is there a motion in regards to that discussion?
This is Emily. I move that we recommend to the division that we, as long as the requirements for RN and APRN licensure are met, we recommend to instate a probationary license for a period of 5 years. With recommendations for drug and alcohol related stipulations. I don't know we don't need to give the specifics. The division would be recommending those, right, Jeff?
So it would be, but we can also add, Emily, any other requirements the division may feel appropriate.
And that we add the, oh my gosh, what's the name of your course, Ralph?
Thinking Errors course.
I think I might need it today at 2:33, 6 hours.
All right. There, Emily's made a motion to recommend a probationary license for Mr. Pearson for a 5-year drug and alcohol stip and order with the Thinking Errors course to be required and any other requirements the division feels is appropriate. Is there a second on that motion?
I second. Curtis.
Curtis seconds the motion. All in favor say yay.
Can we do a roll call of that?
Yes, we can do a roll call. So we'll do a roll call of the motion. Wendy.
Yes.
Shane.
Yes.
Erica.
Yes.
Emily.
Yes.
Gavin.
No.
Curtis.
Yes.
Ralph. Yes. So there's one no. Everyone else was in agreement. The motion passes at this time. Is there anything else that we need to do, Jeff?
I don't believe so. Mr. Pearson, we'll be in contact.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to just let the board know, just so there's clarification on my role, I just want you to know that I cannot make recommendations to you as a board. So the board you're the recommendations, and then the division director is the final approval. So when I put my reports together, I try to gather as much compliance information as possible for you to have the big picture in front of you to do your interview, complete your interview with the probationer. So things like testing, reports, and then anything that they're interested in, an amendment. If they come to me and they say, I'd love to have my controlled substance and pharmacy restriction amended, and they've missed check-ins and they're really being non-compliant, I actually just go ahead and tell them, you need to have so much full compliance before we take that to the board. But I just want to make sure there's clear, there's clarity of what my role is. So I can't come to you and say, I recommend to you that you amend these restrictions for the probationer. But I can come to you with all of the compliance reports so you can see the big picture to see if that recommendation is something you'd like to recommend to the division. Then whatever you recommend, Jeff and I take, and the division director, Mark Steinbull, has the final approval. So all I can do in my role is show you the compliance of the probationer. I wish I could say to you, no, I don't want you to do that or not. Just as long as there's clear clarity on what my role is. And I'm always up for anyone who wants to send me any information, how to better my reports, get more information, because I want your job to be simplified and easy to move forward. But just that you're the recommendary board and the division's the final director, and I kind of bring you the information. So, but I do appreciate all that you're doing, and you guys are amazing. And thank you for serving and doing what you do. So, and this long day. So,
and kind of to dovetail on that, it's nice to have a recommendation from the board, because many times you are your peers, okay? And you can make that recommendation. Again, ultimately, the division makes that call, Director Steinagle. But yeah, that's what we really look forward to and need the expertise of the board. And I'll echo that. Thank you for another long day, and really appreciate your time and commitment. You're muted.
Does anybody have anything else to bring before the board? All right. Just as a reminder, our next meeting is January 9th, 2025. Having no other business before the board at this time.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'm showing that it's 2:38 p.m. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, everybody.
And they're all gone. We're like, that's Deb used to stay on.